walking in the path and not knowing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Walking the path and really not knowing. It's kind of interesting. Every day, I walk the meditation trails around the campus of the University of Healing here. There are miles and miles of meditation trails, and they're very charming and very unique. Each trail, created by different monks on campus here, are sort of special. And each trail represented what each monk thought as they were going along doing things. Some were just thinking of making a trail, and regardless of where it went, others made their trail through charming glades and turning passages and going around trees so that you could see it from both sides, and many other wonderful things. Well, many of the pathways, many of the meditation paths are very steep. Very, very steep. We were visiting in Switzerland at Ellen's daughter's house, and she took us out to look at her son's hopeful site for his home. And the site that he had chosen was rather precipitous. You might even say it was a 45 degree upright, which is pretty steep, pretty steep. And as she took us looking at the property, she was leaning forward, but she was really standing up straight, and she was going up the hill, and really it was amazing. She just sort of walked up there without a thought, because she was thinking that her son would be enjoying having his home in that location. And there is a primitive home there, and he was thinking of remodeling it. Well, for him to walk up to that location is no problem. He walks up there with joy in his heart, thinking about the house he's going to build, thinking about the house the grounds that he's clearing up and the property that he's maintaining in a very loving way. Well, here on campus we have some precipitous hills, not quite as steep as those in Switzerland that Mattia is working on, but quite lovely too. In fact, some of these hills are ones that Mattia has made as he put the path straight up with the tractor, amazingly done. Well, as I walk this path and I go up the very steep path, I'm walking with my ski poles and I'm walking with Rex going along with me, and I'm making my meditations and saying all is in divine order. I live in an ideal world. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I say all these lovely things. And as I'm saying these things, I'm not paying attention to how steep the hill is. And occasionally, I will have the sun in my eyes and I'll pull my cap lid down over my eyes a little bit so it shades it. And in the process, I look up and I say, my, that is a steep hill. And then I continue to pay attention to my ski poles, pay attention to my walking, and pay attention to my affirmations. I forget all about the hill being straight up. And when I get to the top, I don't even feel tired. My concentration was not on how steep it was or how difficult the walk was, but on my affirmations and on my happy thoughts within myself. We can do amazing things. I think this is how the Olympic runners, the Olympic contestants do their thing. They don't pay attention to the road they're on. They don't pay attention to the task before them. They just pay attention to their own inner meditation as they're doing whatever sport they're doing. Surely while the great swimmers are thrashing through the water in a most efficient manner, they're not thinking how difficult it is to speed up and to go so fast and to keep on that speed and just to keep their arms windmilling around and their feet kicking in harmony with their windmill arms so that they can fly through the water, glide through the water like a dolphin, like a seal. It's amazing. But they go. And not only one, many. And for those who are in the Olympics, for those 100 swimmers, for instance, that are in the Olympics, think of the thousands of swimmers around the world, hundreds of thousands, who are swimming and enjoying themselves, not all preparing themselves for the Olympics, but enjoying their swim and enjoying their professional swim, their creative swim, where they put their entire heart into it. And they don't feel tired when they're done. They don't feel bushed. They don't feel that they need to have special Gatorade to bring back their energy. They really don't. These hundreds of thousands of people who swim all over the world and who are swimming rather rapidly and beautifully, they don't need that input because they did not have the mental output. They did not feel tired because of the great task they were doing, because while they were doing that great task, they were thinking other things. They were thinking, gee, this is wonderful. I just love the way the water glides by. I just love being out here in nature. I just love, and they just love everything they're doing. And so they don't have that feeling of being tired as myself. Every day I walk the meditation path once or twice or more. And as I walk the meditation path, I go up and down these very steep hills and these very steep mountainsides, and I enjoy it. And I go along the valley and I go through here and there. And for me, each step is a great journey. Each step is a joyful adventure. Each step is wonderful. And I don't wear tennis shoes and I don't wear tie-down shoes. I don't wear shoes that are protecting my feet from stones or this or that. I just wear the Crocs and the flip-flops, and I walk along beautifully, comfortably, wonderfully. Mentally, my way is open before me. Mentally, the path is great. I am not tired as I do this. I am exhilarated, actually. And this is how the great athletes, the men who are in the Olympics, the women who are in the Olympics, the people who are playing these games, they're wonderful. They're wonderful. Did you ever stop to think why a coach should be completely exhausted? A coach is mentally being with every one of his athletes. If a coach has a basketball team, and that team is on the floor in a major game, or in any training even, and the coach is looking at the individual players and thinking to them, now, run this way and do this here and make these moves and make this basket. And now, dribble here and move and dance. And he's doing this with each one of his basketball players because they're all part of his team. And as he does this, mentally he's working out with them just as active as though he were on the floor himself. And I quite imagine the coaches who are most enthusiastic about their team, their own physical bodies are in quite good condition itself. But they're working as hard as the basketball players. And they're reaching as high as the basketball players when they throw the basket into the hoop. They're doing all these things themselves, and they're fantastic. They're utterly fantastic, and they're doing it, and they don't feel tired because they're having the excitement of the game, the excitement of the activity. We have this opportunity to do these wonderful things in our life. We have these opportunities to be untouched. But to be untouched means that we have to be in charge of ourselves. as we're in charge of our own thoughts and not in charge of, oh, this is so tiring, oh, this is so much work, oh, I just feel so beat, oh, I got up so early this morning and I go to bed so late at night. None of these things are any consequence. They're inconsequential because it is our thought that is of consequence. What thoughts are we thinking? Are we thinking, I had a wonderful day? Oh boy, when I think of all the things I did today, it is exciting. Oh, I'm doing them again as I think about it. And I'm full of energy and excitement as I'm thinking about them. And I am not tired. I don't say I'm not tired. But I'm not. I'm not tired because I don't think about being tired. All I think about is doing whatever I'm doing in a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic way. Because that's what illumination is all about. Listening to the goodness within us. Listening to the success within us. Listening to the perfection that's within us. And so when I walk these steep hills, I'm like the Olympic contestant. I'm enjoying it. I'm flowing with it. I'm not trying to beat anybody else. I'm being my own personal best. And as I am my own personal best, I feel wonderful and fulfilled in every beautiful way. Life has so much to offer, and I have so much to give, and it is such a great joy to give it right now. You can do it too. You do, I know. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.